You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The pressure is indeed on. The NFL season ended this past Sunday. Shout out to the Cleveland Browns being undefeated in 2022. And although the season is over and the NFL is done, there's 14 teams that decided to keep playing for some reason. I don't know why, but since they did, we're going to talk about it. But before we get to that, greetings and salutations, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Three Man Weave. Three Man Weave is brought to you by the good folks at Chairshot Radio Network in conjunction with
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
You know, it works a lot better when you inhale as opposed to exhale when you're trying to be dramatic and take in some air. Apparently, I didn't use my head there. I pray that you all will use your heads by going to your favorite website for news, reviews, opinion, and analysis and supporting the movement simultaneously by going to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot, picking up an official Chair Shot t-shirt. We literally have something for everybody. Just make sure y'all go to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. And by perusing ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot, I can guarantee you that when you go to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot, you are going to find something that you absolutely love. Keep it soft style. That's the only time that that is appropriate. TheChairShot.com. Remember, we're not just a website. We're a movement. I'm Mr. Velvet Pipes, Christopher Platt. Wishing you all a Merry New Year. As always, I'm joined by the Commissioner P.C. Tunney, as well as the Reverend Raymond Cash. Gentlemen, greetings and salutations. Salutations and greetings. Merry New Year, gentlemen.
My boy said, as always, we ain't been together in about 2 months. As always.
Yeah, I think the opening tagline for the Chair Shot article for the podcast is something like, Three Man Weave is finally back in full effect or something.
Actually, I think the official title for the show now is Three Man Weave with a question mark at the end.
That's been the name of the show. That's been the name of the show. I think last week, even Aesop, as we were closing the show, was like, this must have been the worst Three Man Weave ever with three white guys.
Can I say I enjoyed the Wisconsin Weave?
I said, I think I said something like, what about Hoosiers?
I was about to say the Hoosiers hoopla.
Yeah. No, y'all were on point last week. If you guys aren't listening to Down the Wire with Aesop Metro, aka Dave, and Tommy Wirtz, you're missing something. They're killing it. It was great last week. It was 85 minutes of Wisconsin content and then like 10 minutes of like the rest of the stuff. But, you know, what can you do?
Hey, we had a show. Listen, there was a show. Who are you two to fucking pick nitpick?
I can't say shit. Y'all know that. By the way, I've been doing this on every show that I get back on. I've been going through a lot recently. My dad died. So I just want to shout out to Tris and Tanny for holding me down and being there for me personally and professionally. And I appreciate y'all, you know, understanding I'm not there and checking on me periodically. Like, it means the world to me how many people are really there for me during this time. So I appreciate it. Now, my next question is, you said we're going to talk football. What is that? Like soccer?
Yeah, we're talking, soccer, Premier League.
Okay, well, I'm with you. Go Everton. Go Blues.
Man, you, baby.
Just because you guys don't have a horse in the race that you've been following all year long so fervently, talking all this trash, you're going to have
to. You know what's funny, though?
It's too bad. I had to talk. Listen, I've had to cover the Super Bowl the last 2 years, and you hear me fucking whining about it, so kiss my ass and suck it up, Buttercup.
You know what's funny, though, Teddy? I swear to God, man, if you would have came to me prior to this season and tried to bet me and say the Steelers and the Bengals will be in the playoffs, but the Browns and the Ravens won't, not only would I have taken that bet, I would have felt bad for doing it because I would have thought I was fleecing you. But yet here we are. I would have felt like I was taking advantage of you. But yet here we are. Now, I guess that's why they play the games. And this year they decided to play an extra one. How long before we get up to 20 regular season games? And they start the season like July.
Neither of you can blame the Packers. We beat the other two teams in your division as well. So we were equally, distributing the pain. Just ask the NFC West.
Can we have a segment on the show today just to make fun of the year that was Aaron Rodgers? Like, I think that would be fun.
I can add that to the last lightning round list here then. Or we'll get rid of this one because this we can always talk about. Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
Ray wants to make fun of him.
I actually like him more now after this year. Going into this year.
He's more your speed because he's quite curmudgeonly. Yeah. Doesn't give a fuck. So, yeah.
Well, let's talk about it right now. We brought it up right now. Right? We're going to talk football. We're going to talk NFL. So let's get into it. And we'll lead off with Aaron Rodgers. All right, like Ray said, it's been one hell of a year. If you were going to follow anybody this year in the NFL, one single player, it might have been Aaron Rodgers, considering, boy, we can go back in the timeline. I don't want to play here to, all the other back and forth with the general manager and the team president, to showing up, to lying about COVID, to having the toe injury, to showing his toe, to the Pat McAfee interviews, to, missing a game because of COVID, to being the favorite to win the MVP. A lot of people talk about Tom Brady. Bruce Arians says it would be a tragedy. Tom Brady led the league in a lot of major stats, I think, yards and passing touchdowns. Well,
and touchdown passes.
Aaron Rodgers led the league in touchdown percentage, and he also led the league in interception percentage. And the last four times anybody did that, they all won the MVP. So Bruce Arians can suck my left nut, and the right one will be all for myself.
You go suck your own right nut.
Rod Jeremy side of the game. What's going on here?
To keep that one and just let it be there. I don't have to get them both away. The one just dangles in the wind. dangling in the
Did
wind.
You do the Marilyn Manson surgery where you took out like your bottom.
Bro, no one should be comparing anybody to Marilyn Manson. That guy's in a lot of trouble.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I love it. I absolutely have been here and completely ensconced and enthralled with all things A.A. Rod Rogers this entire season. I love the Ray Finkel porn star mustache. I love the lead singer from the Bengals haircut. I love the fact that he just said, fuck it. I don't give a fuck. And there ain't shit you could do about it because I'm the best in the world at what I do. I have enjoyed him so much this year. That's funny. There's a correlation to be drawn there. I'm not going there, but there is a correlation if you really wanted to work it out. I'm not saying, I'm just saying. I love it. And he's balling his ass off right now, too. Shout out to A.A. Ron. Let me ask you guys something. I want to, obviously, we're all going to give our thoughts on A.A. Ron, but I'm wondering, because Tony and I, we had this conversation, I guess, on these airways, whenever was the last time we did this, which was, May of 2020, whatever the fuck.
I don't know. I have been doing this.
You have. That was shade. I felt it. I got a little chilly here.
I think me and you did it two, three weeks ago.
I think so, yeah. I think so. Maybe, yeah. But no, but what I was going to say, I brought up that I thought there might be a little bit of a backlash towards A.A. Ron in regards to voting for him for MVP because of the whole COVID thing.
Well,
but the problem with that is, no, go ahead, man. Go ahead. You're going to probably say what I'm going to say.
Well, that's kind of what Ray brought up about being a Wisconsin podcast last week. But at the time, it was really pertinent because we're talking about the writer who said that he wasn't going to vote for Aaron Rodgers because he's a bad guy, and the guy's from Chicago, and Rodgers says, you're just mad that I'm not vaccinated and you don't know me and everything else. And, you know, I mean, what it, I guess.
Just the, mad because his ass is old. No, first thing he do is just pick up the phone.
I mean, is this guy wrong to not to vote for the MVP in that way? Shouldn't it be judged on the field, yes or no? And then is Aaron Rodgers your MVP this year, yes or no? And then if not, who is?
Yeah, he's wrong. Ty Cobb in the Baseball Hall of Fame. That motherfucker ain't like nobody. And was, from all accounts, and, you know, I read some of his autobiography, he was a shitty-ass human being, but that doesn't negate the fact that he was one of the greatest baseball players to ever play.
Hall of Fame is different than in-season awards. So, yes, Ty Cobb probably had him a gaggle of Negroes. However, he put numbers up on that field, and he deserved to be lauded for that and that alone. If Aaron Rodgers was far away the best player and nobody else was close, you gotta be mad, right? He was the best player this year, but it's very close though. Brady had a great year. Jonathan Taylor had a great year. Like, there are some other players who had comparable years. Nobody got the touchdown interception ratio he got. That's the fact that this man throws five a season is crazy to me. But we also forget that this is a sport based on media. And so, I'm not being literal, sir. He's holding up the four. You talking Ric Flair, Arn Anderson? You trying to talk to me about four?
I was telling you how many interceptions he threw. It wasn't five, it was four. And two of them were in the first game.
Just real quick. A.A. Rod threw four interceptions all year, and Baker Mayfield threw four interceptions on Christmas. at Lambeau. Continue, Ray. I'm not bitter.
Thank you for that. Yeah, no, not at all. That's funny. No, man, I just, you know, we have to remember that the writers vote for these awards. And so these awards are based a lot of the times on opinion. It's the reason why mercurial people like Kobe and AI didn't get more. Or here's I'm going to pop the crowd with this one. People like Isaiah Thomas didn't get
goddamn mouth.
No, I'm on your side. I'm saying they didn't get more awards because people didn't like them, right? That plays a part. So can I see him not winning? Absolutely. Do I think he should? Yeah, probably. I'm a big proponent of MVP is one of three things. You either have by and far the best season, and that happens every now and then, right? Or you're the best player on the best team, or you're the one person at the end of the year that undisputably you think of when you think of that year. Undisputably, when you think of 2021, think Aaron Rodgers. So, yeah, I think he probably get the award.
I say like this. So Jonathan Taylor, shout out to him. He had a tremendous season, but they didn't make the playoffs.
Nope.
I've heard a lot of Cooper Kupp love the past couple of weeks, which give me a break. Oh, Brady, you can make a case for Brady. I mean, the man threw 45 touchdown passes at age 44, had a great season. They're back in the playoffs. You can make a case for him. But take Tom Brady off of Tampa Bay and then take A.A. Rod off of Green Bay. I mean, his skill position players in Green Bay, they're, yeah, that defense, which this is why I'm kind of looking at y'all a little shady, Tunney, or a little sus, Tunney, in the playoffs. You can move the ball against that defense, and you can have long, sustained drives against that defense and do some things. You put Mike Glennon or one of these mid quarterbacks onto Tampa Bay with all those weapons, they're probably a fringe playoff team. Maybe they sneak in. I don't know. But if you take A.A. Ron off the Packers, it's Rap City, man. They don't sniff the postseason.
Your point's made for you. Jameis Winston.
Hey.
I know how you feel, but facts are facts. Jameis Winston has not shown himself to be a winning quarterback in this league, and they were always competitive and put up tons of numbers with him at quarterback. So, I mean, like, the proof is in the pudding. And when's the last time the Packers won a game when Aaron Rodgers didn't play?
Matt Flynn threw 6 touchdown passes against somebody.
Seattle? The last game of the season that year, like 7 years ago.
See what I mean? Their backup quarterback was the son from Breaking Bad. And
no, somebody still had to have really won games after that. He was out that year. He got hurt. When the guy from Minnesota in like week 5, we won another game that year. I can't remember who was under center.
That's a great point though. That, yeah, when you're comparing teams, I think Josh Allen could have got some more love if they weren't so schizophrenic, the Bills. But at the end of the day, it's probably going to be Aaron. The biggest question is, for me, about Aaron Rodgers, and it's not even are they going to make the playoffs, make Super Bowl, whatnot, that, cool, whatever. Did he do all this shit all year for nothing and his ass going to come back there next year? Because if he come back next year, like, this fuck you, yours for nothing. Don't you think?
No, because he has all the leverage in the world right now to do whatever he wants. So if he wants to come back, they're going to have to make some obvious concessions.
What more concessions could they make? And I'm not being funny. I'm being legitimate. What more concessions could they make? They've given him all the money in the world he wants. They keep getting him every single skill position player he asks for. I mean, you got to pay the offense, so you don't have much money left for the defense. You want to get him a new coach? Like, I'm not trying to be funny. I really don't know what more concessions could the team give him.
No, there are no more concessions. They just need to win this year, and he'll be back. And unless he's made up his mind already that he wants to leave, and then he won't be back. Like,
I think he's made his mind up.
His mind has already been changed. If it's not going to change now. You know what I'm saying? Unless he wins the Super Bowl and says he wants to come back for more. They Za'Darius Smith, I heard he might try and come back for the playoffs now. He won't be back with the Green Bay Packers next year. That money, they can use that, and the bump up in the NFL salary cap goes up like it went down to 188 and then it went up to 198 and now it goes up to like 220. So then they got the Za'Darius Smith money plus the increased salary cap. They have more than enough money to pay Adams and Rodgers. Everybody else is under contract that's important or in the echelon of Packers can re-sign. So that's what that looks like.
Well, we talked about this prior to the season, and I talked about how
Ben Roethlisberger is our quarterback next year.
Good luck with that. But I talked about how both sides, this kind of felt like a contentious married couple that decided to stay together for the sake of the kids. So can further that metaphor, Aaron Rodgers right now, he's looking at the Packers organization and he's saying, okay, breakfast is on the table every morning. You're licking my taint. The fellatio is sloppy and nasty the way it right now.
All
right,
we're pretty much done with
but,
this.
But no, just real quick. But she better not show up in bed with hairy legs and then it's just all we're done here. It's still a very precarious situation is the point that I'm trying to make with that metaphor.
You know what it sounds like? Have you ever watched what's the Tyler Perry movie with Janet Jackson?
Why Did I Get Married?
Why Did I Get Married? And they talk about the 80-20 rule. The Packers are his 80, and he's looking at the 20. And it's like, do I want the 20%? Or am I going to stick with my 80? So, yeah, but when your 20% is like sunny San Francisco or like Miami or what, I'm being facetious. I don't know what city he wants to go to, but like
or the or the Los Angeles of the Midwest known as Cleveland, Ohio.
If Aaron Rodgers leaves the Packers to go to Cleveland.
All right, yes or no? Is he the MVP?
I hereby re-sign my fandom of sports, of football.
Yes or no on both. Is he the MVP and will he win the MVP, Chris?
I'm going to say yes.
On both?
Yes.
Okay, Ray?
I would say yes on both, but it's not going to be unanimous for the MVP. It's going to be close.
Oh, no one cares as long as you win it, right? So, I don't know.
Agree.
I'm a homer.
They've done co-MVPs, though. Yeah. Remember the year when Steve McNair was
Peyton Manning.
Held together by duct tape.
Brett Favre and Barry Sanders, actually, as well in 97. So.
That's possible.
All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to get into the wild card weekend in the NFL. You're listening to Three Man Weave right here, Chairshot Radio Network, a part of the Chairshot.com, where we encourage you to always use your head.
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Welcome back, Three Man Weave, right here at Chairshot Radio Network, thechairshot.com. The full weave is here today. We're getting into the NFL playoffs. Ray, how do you feel the fact that we have 6 games this wild card weekend, and one of them is on a Monday?
I feel pissed because I don't want to watch none of that shit because my team's at home.
Oh.
Genuinely, like, so, I am very much a player guy, and I think this is really shitty for the players. But as a fan, the more football you can watch, why would you not watch it?
Sure.
So, like, it's great for a consumer, but, like, you can't have the guise of player safety and then put these motherfuckers to more games. I just don't get it.
Well, nonetheless, we're going to talk about it. Let's get into these games here. Saturday afternoon, everything kicks off 4:30 Eastern on NBC as the Las Vegas Raiders, who in one of the most interesting fashions clinched a playoff berth. Go ahead, Ray.
By the way, just for the record, and I promise you it's the only time I'm going to do this tonight, but I do think I deserve 5 seconds to say I told you so about Vegas. From the very beginning of the year, I told you there was going to be a playoff team, and Derek Carr was one of the better quarterbacks in the league. I'm just saying, you ain't got to believe me, but the proof was in the pudding.
Well, you're half right.
That was your
but
time.
But no, real, God bless the Las Vegas Raiders. All jokes aside, man, everything that franchise has been through, the tumultuous year that they had on and off the field.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't have been surprised if they all packed it in and you go into their locker room post-game and they're sitting there with their legs crossed looking at brochures of tropical islands and shit. So shout out to them, seriously.
So now I'll let you guys know that they're playing at the Bengals, who are 5.5-point favorites. The over-under is 49.5. Now, would you like to comment on the Raiders, or you already did, the Bengals now?
Well, so let me say this. As both, no, just real fast, me and Chris are both ANC. I'm gonna give my prediction. I think the Raiders upset the Bengals. I do. But I think, I just want to say Joe Burrow is the truth. And the fact that a very much debated topic on the show earlier this year was, do you take Ja'Marr Chase or do you take the left tackle we very much see taking Ja'Marr Chase was the right pick. Nonetheless, the pass rush of the Raiders, the momentum of which they're playing right now, Joe Burrow has a propensity to get hit a lot. I think the Raiders are going to steal one here.
I agree. Shout out to the Bengals. They made the playoffs. It's kind of similar to what happened with the Browns last year. It's just the Bengals. But I think their season ends here as well. The Raiders pass rush, I don't think they have an answer for that. Joe Burrow does get hit a lot. Plus, he has a tendency to sometimes throw some blow passes, mm-hmm. you know, like he's still in college. Mm-hmm. Great season, great story. Everything great that the Raiders, great future, absolutely great future. But everything that the Raiders have been through this year, they're battle tested. You're going to have to cut the head off the snake to beat them. And I don't think the Bengals get it done.
Give me the Bengals at home, big here. You guys are crazy. Raiders coming off of a huge win, looking like a big letdown this weekend for them. The Bengals defense, they are much better than the Raiders defense. And the home field advantage, a fired up young crew. Give me the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm going to lay the points.
You called me crazy when I said Vegas was going to be a playoff team and Derek Carr was going to be a top 10 quarterback. So I guess I'm still crazy.
So if we're picking against the spread, you guys both will take the points and pick the Raiders, and I got the Bengals.
What's
correct?
The spread?
Five and a half.
It's gonna be close, so I'll take the Bengals for the. I'll take the Bengals on this. Well, the Bengals are giving the points.
Yes. So you pick the Bengals? The Raiders.
Oh, they're at home.
Yeah, I got the Raiders. Yeah, for both. Yeah. Okay.
Are we keeping track of these? Is that what you're doing, Tony? Hey, you found your pin. Good for you. Let's not revisit that topic, but that's for another shoot.
I was merely just showing you without talking about it, which you brought it up, that I was keeping track of the picks, so that's fine. We'll use P for Platt, C for Cash, and T for Tunney. So we'll use PCT here.
So basically your initials.
Platt and Cash we'll put over here, and Tunney over here. All right. Yeah. Saturday night, I think the game I'm looking forward to the most this weekend, the Patriots at the Bills. Bills are 4-point favorites, over-unders 44.5. This game is on CBS, gentlemen. This will be the third time these teams played this year.
I thought another game was Saturday night. I beg your pardon. That was the boy. But whatever, we'll get to that game. Don't even worry about it. This one, shout out to Bill Belichick. You know, he changed his hair, colored it, cut it a little bit. He got a new attitude. How Billy got his groove back, you know, return of the Mac, whatever you want to say there, whatever explorative you want to put in there, man. Shout out to Bill Belichick. As much as I would love to see the Patriots run the table since I have no dog in the fight and win the Super Bowl, just as a fuck you, similar to Tom Brady's fuck you last year. Unfortunately, I feel like this team peaked somewhere around Thanksgiving. And I'm looking at everything, and Buffalo aren't.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
I got to use my head here, gentlemen. I'm looking at everything that's going on. It's a divisional game. It's a playoff game in cold weather with a rookie quarterback who has come out on record saying he doesn't like cold weather. I got to go the Bills here. As schizophrenic as they are, the fact they have no running game whatsoever, I got to go Bills here.
Well, it's funny you say that because they have no running game and they're built like a dome team. In the coldest city, and with it, maybe other than Green Bay, football.
Buffalo, they shovel a lot more. I don't know. Green Bay, never mind. Compared it to Milwaukee, I don't know.
Look, 1A, 1B, right? Yeah. And schizophrenic is a perfect term for that team, offensively and defensively, because sometimes they can put up numbers like no team you'll see playing. And then they'll struggle to get 10 points. And they'll blow out the best teams. And then they'll get blown out by the worst teams. Leonard Fournette has a nickname that he's called Playoff Lenny. Because in the playoffs, he steps his game up. Playoff Billy here, baby. They run game, defense, just enough passes. I got the Pats, bro. I got the Pats. And the Bills got work to do. They need to sit down and figure out what the hell are we doing that's not working. Because they have too much talent to not be a Super Bowl champion. So, shout out to homie Mac Jones, rookie of the year, by the way.
I don't know. That brother in Cincinnati might have something to say about that.
You're right, he's not, but I, you know, he's not. But just wanted to give him some love.
I'll tell you what, I got the Bills, and here's why: they beat the Patriots by double digits in New England. At the end of the season, the only reason they lost to them at home was because it was the wind game. Now, this isn't going to be a wind game. It's going to be a cold game. Josh Allen's going to be able to throw the ball, right? I definitely have the Bills here. They have won four in a row, and that's since the wind game and losing in overtime to the Patriots. So I think the ship has been righted there. I don't see the Bills losing at home to the Patriots. I'll even give the points.
What's the spread?
Four.
That's not a crazy spread, so I can see it, but I still got the Pats.
Yeah, I'll take the Bills and the points. I hope I'm wrong. I'd love to see the Patriots run the table here, but always use your head, right?
That's right.
Or always get some head, one of the two.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. I gotta up my tax bracket for that one first. we working on it, though. I swear to God, we working on it, Jack. I swear to God.
Sunday afternoon, 1 p.m. start in Tampa Bay on Fox. Buccaneers favored by 8.5 points, hosting the Philadelphia Eagles.
Are we really going to talk about this? You really think the Eagles got to have a shot against the Pats? Really?
Do you want me to make my prediction first?
Go. Does either of you two have a legitimate reason to think the Eagles can even stay close in this game, let alone win?
What if Robert De Niro or Dan Aykroyd or Daniel Stern kidnap Tom Brady and hold on to him while the game is taking place? Nobody's ever seen Celtic Pride here.
The Eagles get pressure on Tom Brady, make him move off the point. They are able to run the ball. Jalen Hurts is efficient in the passing game, and the Eagles, I don't know if I pick them to win the game, but they're going to cover the 8.5. They're going to cover the 8.5. I'm not saying the Buccaneers are going to win. I'm not saying the Eagles are going to lose. I'm just going to say I'm taking the Eagles and I'm taking the 8.5 points as far as the spread goes in our little pick 'em here.
The Eagles fight hard. The Eagles have potential. They still need to figure out who they want to be, right?
Winners.
And once they figure, well,
who lost? The losers. Losers.
Yes, that's what they are right now. But once they get an idea of the type of team that they want to be and trust Jalen Hurts to go out there and really put forth the entire playbook and not just like 12 plays with different personnel groups, we're gonna keep it at that. No, maybe they'll do some, but right now they're gonna get some. Byron Leftwich could come in right now and they'd still win. Like, there's no way the Eagles are losing. No, Eagles are winning.
The, the Buccaneers winning by 9 or more points?
No.
All right.
No, it's the playoffs. Nobody's gonna get blown out like that.
Oh yeah, they're gonna get blown out like that. Gentlemen, listen. All the gentlemen under the sound of my voice. I know it's playoff football. We're all excited for playoff football. But this Sunday slate of games. Yo, if you were looking for an opportunity to maybe take your girl apple picking, or maybe y'all want to go to the farmer's market or have a brunch or some shit like that, like this is the day to do so. To this Sunday with these slate of games. This is the day. I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
All right, let's keep it moving on. 4:30 Eastern on CBS. The 49ers will head to the state of Texas to take on the Dallas Cowboys, who are favored by 3 points. The over-under on this game is 51.5. I am telling you right now, the 49ers will win this football game. Period.
Agreed.
Point blank. End of story. Platt, you can shit on Kyle Shanahan all you want. I disagree with you for the most part, but Mike McCarthy, the guy doesn't even know where the fucking play clock is on the fucking field, how many timeouts he has, and he did the same thing in Green Bay. He's doing the same thing in Dallas. I don't trust the Dallas Cowboys at all.
And a sneaky stat, something that my boy Tommy would enjoy. While Trayvon Diggs may be the defensive rookie of the year and has 10-plus interceptions and had a great year by TV standards, if he's not getting interceptions, he's getting burnt every time. Deebo Samuel may be the most dominant player playing right now. And that's with respect to Aaron Rodgers. That's no diss. Deebo Samuel is playing fantastic. Brandon Ayuk is killing. Kittle ain't even being talked about. He may be the second best tight end in the game. So, and as long as Jimmy G doesn't throw picks, which he doesn't, like, regularly, he doesn't throw a lot of picks. He just doesn't throw a lot of good passes either. The Cowboys are the most schizophrenic team in the playoffs right now, and I don't trust them. No further than I could throw them, and it's kind of hard to pick up the whole fucking city of Dallas and throw it. So I got the Niners. I'm with you. Best game of the week, though.
Go Dallas to Arizona, because they're similar states of mind in those two places. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say Kittle was the best tight end this year in football. With all due respects to Kelsey,
Mark Andrews.
I forgot you're a Raiders guy.
No, he had more catches and receptions and like one less touchdown.
Okay, that's great, but that's all they had. But I'm not going there. That's not my point here.
Excuse me.
When's the last time Dallas beat a good team? Have they even beat a good team this year?
Well,
I don't recall them doing so.
Let's run down their schedule real quick here, because I easily have access to that, like, right freaking now. So, week one, they lost to the Bucks. Week two, they beat the Chargers, who proved not to be a playoff team. They beat the Eagles,
right?
Playoff team. Panthers, not a playoff team. Giants, not a playoff team. They beat the Patriots in overtime. That's a good quality win. They beat the Vikings.
Okay.
They have a loss to the Broncos, Falcons. They lost to the Chiefs. They lost to the Raiders in overtime. They beat the Saints. They beat the Washington football team. Giants, Washington football team. They lost to the Cardinals. And then they just trounced the Eagles. So they haven't played a lot of really good teams. Some of the ones they played that they lost to is the Cardinals, the Raiders, the Chiefs. They did lose to the Broncos at home. Buccaneers.
So the last good team they beat was the Patriots, which I'm assuming was somewhere around September, October. Is that correct?
The last playoff team they beat was the Eagles, and the last other playoff team.
No. I didn't say playoff. I said good team. You heard me, sir.
Week six.
Okay, week six. Yeah.
That was when Mac Jones was still getting his grasp on the game, though.
The 49ers, that defense is ferocious. Dak, I don't know what the hell happened to Dak. I mean, obviously he's hurt, but he kind of fell off a cliff the second half of this year. You have to be out of your goddamn cotton picking mind to pick Dallas in this particular point in time. Plus, the 49ers are hot as fish grease. As much as I hate Kyle Shanahan, that's a very talented football team, and they've been one of the hotter teams heading into the postseason. So, yeah, I think they're going to go to Big D, pause, and upset. I guess maybe it's a minor upset because Dallas is favored because they won their division and it's a home game. Yep. But, yeah, you take the 49ers in this one.
Everybody knows Dallas has been schizophrenic all year, and they're untrustworthy as a team. So would it be a literal upset because they're the higher seed? Sure, but I don't think it's an upset to anybody watching. And the problem with Dak is every quarterback ain't meant to be Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, it's an upset for literal reasons in the fact that it's a lower seed, and it's a road team, and it's a team that's not favored in Vegas. So in three literal terms, it's an upset.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was getting at. But
you can say it's a very small one because it's only 3 points. So to Ray's point, you know, if you're the home team, you're automatically favored by 3 points anyway. So basically they're saying these teams are even. It's just the fact that it's in Dallas.
It reminds me a little bit of when the Warriors were the 8th seed and they beat Dallas. And it was a massive upset on paper. But if you watched basketball, people knew Golden State was going to win that series.
Yeah, if you look at the matchups, there was no way Dallas could match up with that team, which is similar here. There's nothing Dallas is going to be able to do against that defense.
Not a thing.
Don't let Jimmy G's not even going to have an opportunity to throw you out the game, because I don't think this is even going to be close. I can see the 49ers getting up big early and then Dallas kind of clawing their way back in.
You never
feel that Dallas is actually going to somehow pull this out.
I'd agree with that. That sounds pretty apropos.
All right, gentlemen. Sunday night on NBC, the Steelers 8:15 start time, apparently. I don't know.
That's y'all can even go catch a movie, man, when you get done apple picking and farmers marketing and fucking brunch.
Steelers.
Y'all go catch a late movie on Sunday, man.
At the Chiefs.
I'm trying to save relationships here, Tony. Don't cut me off.
I think the Steelers are the... If I heard the stat correctly today, the Steelers are the biggest underdog in wild card weekend history.
I literally hope they lose by 5 touchdowns.
I don't know. Like, do they? Here's a better here. The 12.5 is the spread. Do the Chiefs win by 13? You guys think the Chiefs win by 13 or more?
Indeed.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I'm gonna take
By about the middle of the third quarter, Collinsworth is going to be talking about how great Ben Roethlisberger's career was. Well, I'll tell y'all, you know, he's a certified Hall of Famer.
So listen, much like the Eagles.
The Steelers have been terrible this year.
Much like the Eagles, I'm not telling you the Steelers are going to win or the Chiefs are going to lose. I'm just telling you, I'm taking the points with the Steelers. That's what I'm picking here. I'm taking the 12
That's
and a half
smart
points.
Money, though. That's smart money, yeah.
It's not even money.
It's Vegas. They put the lines out. It's usually right on.
Have you watched Steelers games this year, Teddy? These Mellon Farmers can't score. Ben Roethlisberger looks like
we'll
the goddamn
find out next week.
Liberty back there. We'll shout out to Mike Tomlin and the Watt brother, you know, for making the playoffs and for breaking the sack record. Shout out to the Watt brother for breaking the sack record. Jesus. Miles coming at you next year, big boy, but you earned it, man. Congratulations to you and yours.
Yeah.
This is Roethlisberger. He's going out like Kurt Angle when he lost his retirement match to Baron Corbin at WrestleMania in minutes. That's what's happening here.
At least you get the pyro.
We'll be able to get a good night's sleep this Sunday as opposed to last Sunday when they wanted to go to OT and we actually thought that the Mellon Farmers were going to tie. We'll be able to get good night's sleeps this week, gentlemen.
And by the way, Patrick Mahomes is listening right now to nowadays everybody want to talk with a glass of something to say, but nothing comes out when you move your lips, just a bunch of gibberish. Everybody act like you forgot about me, bitch. Patrick Mahomes, he about to go throw 7 touchdowns in the second quarter.
So what do you say to somebody you hate? Well, tell them to study a tape of me throwing TDs against the Steelers on Sunday.
Well done. Well done.
You're welcome. Monday Night Football. Playoffs.
This is his coach.
Monday Night Football in the playoffs. I would venture to say and wager a significant amount of money that it is the first ever pre-planned Monday playoff game. There might have been one in the past because of postponements, so I wouldn't want to risk it there, but I'll bet it the other way around. Nonetheless, we get the Peyton and Eli cast in addition to the NBC cast. Cardinals at Rams. Rams favored by 4 points. I flip a fucking coin here. I'll take the Cardinals because I'm getting 4 points. So I'm not saying once again the Rams are going to lose or the Cardinals are going to win. But I'll take the Cardinals and the points as far as we're picking. I don't think either of these teams wins a second round playoff game, no matter who they play.
I'm taking the Rams here. I'm not touching those points. And frankly, if I was a better, I would stay.
We're picking against the spread. So you'd have to. That means you got to. Do you think the Rams are going to win by 5?
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is,
I'm
if I was
telling
a better,
you got to pick.
That's great, but if I was a
I gotta write it down. I'll just write down on one side, and then you'll be losing, and you'll be mad, and be like, "That's not what I meant. You didn't say what I was supposed to do, and then you didn't tell me." And I'm like, "Yeah, remember when I did your voice like this? I told you exactly what we were going to do."
Hey, like, what the fuck? Why do I sound like Tweety Bird's grandmother all of a sudden? What the fuck did that happen?
I don't know. Better. Why did you sound like this?
Stay far, far away from this game. These are the two teams that have the least home field advantage in all the NFL.
So someone comes up to you and someone comes up to you and says you have to bet on this game, and the Rams are giving 4 points. Do you take the Rams and give the 4 points, or do you take the Cardinals and get the 4 points?
I take the Rams and the points because I believe in
Wonder Boy. So the Rams got to win by 5.
Can I get my point out, please? Thank you. I understand how betting works, sir.
I don't know you did. You said you take the points, but you're given the points.
The Rams are going to win, and if they need to win by 5 so I can shut you the hell up, so be it.
Finally, Bray, we finally got it.
More, I believe in Boy Wonder more than I believe in Cliff Kingsbury. So that's where we're going. This is probably going to be the best game of the whole first round because these teams are very evenly matched. They're both kind of, man, that's what's so dope about these whole playoffs, man, because every single team is fatally flawed. So it's going to be interesting to see. I think COVID's going to rear its head again before it's all every said and done and done. And you know they ain't postponing no playoff games. So.
Every team's fatally flawed?
I ain't stutter.
I would agree.
Yeah. I ain't stutter. Just because you sit up there and eat your cheese and your Miller High Lifes, okay, and you can't see the forest for the trees, sir.
I'm just saying, if y'all not flawed, y'all would have been to the Super Bowl the past 2 years.
I drink my Miller High Lifes and eat my cheese, but that's fine.
Can we give Arizona credit for one thing, though? They had the best trade of the year because getting Zach Ertz for, like some gushers and like a half-eaten banana. And, like, with DeAndre Hopkins being out, Zach Ertz being their number one offensive weapon, genius, because Zach Ertz can still play, clearly. I think Kyler has met his match. I think Kyler has hit his ceiling because without DeAndre and with that type of defense that has such a great interior that they don't have to rush but four to get to you, and with a legitimate pass rusher like Von Miller on the outside and with a legitimate corner who can shut down one side. So one of those two receivers they still got is going to be, if not shut down, struggling all game. Kyler's going to have to pull a Lamar-type game and like get like 150 yards on the ground for them to win. And Cooper Kupp, you may not respect him, but Cooper Kupp had the second best receiving season ever this year. My boy going to have a great game. If Stafford don't throw three picks, they win. And Stafford may throw three picks. So, but I got the Rams.
He'll throw two. Kyler should have stayed with baseball, young man.
Damn, you don't think he's good enough to play?
I'm not saying he's not good enough to be an NFL quarterback. I'm saying he's not going to last. I'm saying 20 years, $5 million a year, and that's if you're a marginal player. That's $100 million. And less strenuous on your body because you're already slight of build. That's what I'm saying. That's what I've always said.
All right, folks. Well, enjoy in what my opinion is one of the three best football weekends of the year. Six games for you over 3 days. It's going to be excellent. Some really good games on this docket. Some really great players as well. You got our picks. If you want to let us know what your picks are, just follow us at 3_manweave. That's the show you're listening to. ChairShot Radio Network is the streaming platform you can find us on. And thechairshot.com, of course, sports entertainment and sports entertainment. Always use your head. We'll be right back.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Morris in motion. Sims straight back. What a man. Bobby Johnson is knocked down at the last second. Somebody threw a shoe. There's a pigeon on the field. How did he get in there?
Well, he wanted to get down here. He couldn't get a seat. He tried to get up above, and there was no place. The only place there was only that he could land was right there.
He was in the middle of the action. I thought the shoe came off.
I'll tell you, there's the throw. Johnson really has him beat. And there's the pigeon was right there where Johnson was running. I think there were two pigeons there. Johnson's trying to run a post pattern, and the pigeon's getting away.
And they're still there.
That's a, you know, the old thing. You can run down to the pigeon and turn left.
Gentlemen, no one will ever, ever, before or after, be like Coach John Madden. A lot of people that are not old enough to remember and only remember him from the video game. He won 103 games in the NFL. He has the highest winning percentage of any coach that's coached 10 seasons in the NFL. So he over Vince Lombardi, right? Won a Super Bowl for the Raiders, and then retired and went into broadcasting and became a freaking legend. Did advertisements for everybody, from mattresses in Minnesota to Tough Act and Tenactin to not inventing, but popularizing the turducken, to which the people who invented that and the place they get it from every year to this day still sells thousands and thousands of them because of John Madden. The All Madden team, the most successful video game, sports video game franchise in history, John Madden Football. Were either of you gentlemen lucky enough to watch the Madden documentary on Christmas Day or after it had shown? No?
I have it DVR'd. Christmas Day, as you guys know, has been rough for me. So I have it DVR'd. I do want to watch it. I will say, my excitement for that and seeing them build up to it every week, it wasn't that shocking when he passed. Because, you know, you hear all the time, you need to give people their flowers while they're still here. Those were his flowers. And, you know, it's life and time is a really crazy, ironic bitch sometimes. You know, but if there is one thing, there is not a person alive that cannot say that this man's accomplishments and what he's done and given the world of sports and football in particular will last forever. Nobody can say they can't, because all you got to do is say, boom, you know, and there's so many Maddenisms that you think of. And then, yeah, I'm glad you brought it up. We laugh at him because he was a fun old guy and had a lot of fun things he said in the booth. But the man could fucking coach. And not only could he coach, but he, if not mistaken, he played in the league too, didn't he? He was offensive lineman.
He played in college and was drafted into the league and hurt his knee and never got to play a snap in the NFL.
Got you.
And then he went right into coaching.
Yeah. Legit legend, though, man. Hey, man, pour one out for your boy Madden. I hope that Chris Collinsworth and that Tony Romo and Drew Brees and Louis Riddick and Brian Griese and everybody in these spots who are the color guys for football understand you are only ever playing for second best. Because nobody will ever do it like John Madden did.
So I haven't had an opportunity to watch the doc yet. I had a lot going on Christmas Day. And quite frankly, I was looking forward to it. And by the time Christmas rolled around, I forgot that it came on. So I am going to watch it. I did not DVR it or whatever the term is now, but I'm sure I can find it. I have no worries about that. And I can guarantee you I'm going to watch it. You know, gentlemen, the terms legend and icon, they get thrown around so frivolously nowadays. They really do. But when it comes to a gentleman like this, it's apropos. Like, it actually goes without saying. My two favorite color guys of all time in any sport are Hubie Brown and John Madden.
They're both and wait. My bad.
How'd I know you were gonna say that? That's hilarious. I literally knew. But the reason that I love both of them, and this is somewhat of a dying breed now. You don't really get that in your analyst today. Maybe Romo, but outside of him, not really. They had such a fundamental and advanced understanding of both of their games that they were able to break down not just the game itself, but the situation and let you know exactly what was going on and could explain it to you like you were a five-year-old and make you understand it. And that's a skill that's really lost nowadays. And I mean, between playing, growing up playing John Madden football and listening to John Madden in the booth as a young man whose mom wouldn't sign the permission slip so he could play organized football, I would have absolutely positively no understanding of how football works or what the game is if it wasn't for Madden. So I appreciate that. I mean, yeah, just a legend and an icon. I'm glad that he got his flowers. He got to get his documentary out. I knew his health had kind of been failing. I actually saw a picture a few months ago of him and Ronnie Lott. Ronnie went to go visit him in his assistant living home, and they spent some time together. Just a mountain of a man, and I'm glad that his legacy is going to live on through the video game. And I don't really know what else to say, man. Just a RIP, man, and a life well-lived, and rest well. You've earned it. You left your mark, and it's going to be here. You're going to be here longer than the three of us are going to be here, and that says a lot.
Something I've heard a lot over the past few weeks in reference to my dad that feels appropriate here is job well done. There's one thing that I'm very sad that we didn't get a chance for my boy Madden to see, hear, or do a, or play a part of. If Madden would have heard the kneecap speech, my goodness.
He would have been on the sidelines with the telestrator, literally wrapping the telestrator around Campbell's kneecap.
Boom, there's another kneecap.
So you see his kneecaps right there. He's a little bow-legged, Pat, but so it gives him extra leverage when he goes.
So good.
R.I.P., the legend. My last final thoughts, man. Dolphins, your craziest cat shit. Unless you can actually pull off the hardball thing, because I know the owner, Stephen Ross, is a Michigan man. That's the only thing that makes sense. Other than that, somebody give Flores a job. You won't
him a bag.
You won't regret it. I guarantee it.
Russell Wilson gonna be a Steeler next year.
Man, if he come to Pittsburgh, you better bring your ass 100 miles east of Cleveland. But that's neither here nor there. Anything else anybody want to say before we get up out of here? Sierra, I can show you a good time, babe. Well, I'll take you to B&M Barbecue. I know the owners.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Just don't do it to yourself. Don't do it to yourself. I'm warning you. Don't do it to yourself. Not worth it.
Well, Mr. Cash, why don't you let the good folks know where they can find you as you take down your Ravens memorabilia for the rest of the season?
The Ravens memorabilia stays up. Thank you very much. And you can find me at I Have a Spare Room for Chris Platt, a.k.a. at It's Ray Cash, R-E-Y as in Mysterio, C-A-S-H as in dollars.
Mr. Tunney, I might have to take you up on that at some point in time. We'll see how this baby thing works out for me. But Mr. Tunney, where can they find you, sir?
You can find me at PC Tunney on Twitter and Facebook. And please continue to listen to everything on ChairShot Radio Network on all your favorite streaming platforms and on the ChairShot.com.
I'm just saying, Amber can't raise two kids simultaneously. You all can find me on Twitter at The Real C Platt. More importantly, if you appreciate the content we provide day in and day out here at The Chair Shot, the best way to make sure we keep providing that content you love so much day in and day out here at The Chair Shot is by supporting the movement and going to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Again, that's ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. And one more again, in case I said it too fast for you, ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. You'll find something you love. I guarantee it. I'm not the men's warehouse guy, but if you peruse the men's warehouse or women's at ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot, you're going to find something.
He's not even the men's warehouse guy anymore.
No, they got rid of him too?
Yeah.
Well, I guess he can't guarantee shit no more. Hey, if you want to come aboard the Chair Shop, Men's Warehouse guy, man, holler me at the Real Z Platt, man. We can figure something out. All jokes aside, thank you guys for tuning in to the latest edition of Three Man Weave. For the Commissioner PC Tunney, for the Reverend Ray Cash, I'm Mr. Velvet Pipes Christopher Platt. Prayerfully, we'll see you all back here next week. Same Platt time? Question mark? Same Platt channel? Question mark?
I'll be here.
We'll see.
Shalom? Question mark?
It's always shalom, baby. It's always peace. Get right along.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there. Don't stop now. Keep your hands up. Get them in the sky for the homies that ain't making them. My folks locked down. I never went nowhere.
You want a guarantee? I'll take a shit in a box and slap a guarantee on it. But the only thing you'll have is a guaranteed piece of shit.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants. They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.